Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back again. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, we're back again for another episode. Yes, another very blessed episode. Hidden Gospel Revealed. Thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I welcome you to the show. And again, thank the Most High. His spirit, whereby these precious words, yes, these very precious words may be heard, understood, and discerned, as indeed the words, righteousness of the One Most High. Most High has told me, yes, indeed He's told me, that for His cause and His purpose, yes, for His cause and His purpose, that I indeed have for Him, yes, for His cause, some very important things and His purpose that I should and must do. And He told me because of what I must do, for His cause, for His purpose, for His people, He told me, yes, indeed, that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends, yes, some very powerful friends, as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he's asked of me, he said I would have his protection. He has his protection and his guidance. For that, I can only be absolutely utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, I must tell you things. Yes, I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, if they could. I said, if they could, to destroy. Well, I believe, my brothers and sisters, that the time has come to reveal these precious truths, because, frankly, these very precious truths, the Most High told me, I must speak. And I know this, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High calls prophets to speak what others would not. He calls prophets that men might discern others. So often neither see nor would speak, even if they knew these very precious secrets. I've been looking of late at some things that I've seen taught by various pastors and ministries, and quite frankly, I've been a little surprised at the arrogance of so many, as if the Most High has never, ever intended that his people one day shall know him absolutely as he is. I had a look at the statements of one of the larger churches here in town. And one of the things they said that the children of the Most High are obliged surely to have, they said, is divine protection. But this is a congregation that for anyone who truly knows the scriptures and knows them well would easily be discerned as having in so many ways compromised the will of the Most High. In so many ways, not only have they compromised the will of the Most High, but have actually abused his name for the sake of personal agenda. How many times have we seen that happen, though? Remember, Messiah said, "You are my friends if you do everything that I command." He said he is the word from the beginning. It is revealed, according to Scripture in Isaiah 41:21-42:4, that in the judgment, whoever it is, that will not seek to exalt the pole. What the Most High declared from the beginning as eternal command will even before him be counted an abomination. Isaiah 41 even goes as far as to say that the princes are about the various standards of all the nations that are misrepresented the Most High will be trodden down like mortar, as a potter treads clay. Say, so you come upon men suddenly to do this. But there are those who say that when he shall do these things, it shall not be until what? They say, among many churches, that they have, the pastors themselves have created, an acceptable bride, pure unto the Most High. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that nowhere in the scriptures is it related. I said nowhere in the scriptures is it related that when Messiah appears, it will be the rulers of the earth that will consecrate all peoples unto his will. The truth of the matter my brothers and sisters. I said the truth of the matter is that when it really comes down to it, all prophecy relates the Messiah himself will be the discerner. He himself will declare fully what is acceptable before the Most High. I remember the Apostle Shaul said in 1 Corinthians 4:5, I know nothing of which I am guilty. But I might not be right in this. For he said, my judge is the Lord. Therefore, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal or expose the hidden things of darkness. How about whoever it is that seeks to keep his people in darkness? How about that he comes to reveal those things that men have sought to hide? He said, and then shall every man know how to praise Yah. He did not relate ultimately then that the various, 45,000 denominations? He didn't say that they would come to accord on their own. I think about scriptures like Isaiah 44:20. It says, Israel, basically saying Israel cannot deliver herself, nor see where in her right hand she has trusted a rod falsehood. The people really believe that after men have divided themselves so many different ways, so many world religions, 45,000 denominations, many call themselves Abrahamic being, some say Christian, some say Hebrew Israelite, some say Judaism. They function after Judaism, what they call it, Jewry, Orthodox Jewry, if you will. As well as Islam, all claim that they have the faith of Abraham. People really believe, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is pleased with so many pretentious claims. I think about scriptures like those at Malachi, talking about the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you should be waiting. Scripture talks about him coming to reprove all the various standards of the rulers, whereby men have said according to whatever evil way they walk, and somehow the Most High is pleased. That's not what the scripture says in Malachi. It says he's going to destroy out of the temple folks who, whoever it is, would misadminister his law. Isaiah 40, going into 41, says he will make the princes and rulers dust before his sword, driven stubble to his bone. Malachi 3:18 through 4:2 says the wicked, when the day when you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, it says the wicked should be ashes under the soles of his feet. Isaiah in the 11th chapter goes as far as to say he exposes all the wicked, and therefore because he exposes all the wicked and reveals righteousness, even as the messenger of the covenant, it says in Malachi, unto him shall all the nations seek, and his rest, his peace, shall be glorious. There are those, my brothers and sisters, that speak of the words of the Apostle Paul, called Shaul. It says in the 4th chapter, it tells us we must comprehend with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth of righteous understanding. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Because of evangelists, prophets, apostles, for the ultimately relates the unity of the faith, the consecration of the faith. Do we all come to the unity of the faith? And it says even the full measure and stature of Messiah himself. We should not be alienated in our minds as so many among the Gentiles. But my brothers and sisters, the Apostle Shaul also, as also did Yohanan on the Isle of Patmos, forewarned the same author. Now, I want you to think about that. Apostle Shaul, in this case, said there'd be a falling away first before Messiah himself appears. A falling away first, a falling away from the faith. How about a falling away, it says, after the intrusions of the seditious principalities and powers? From my Colossians 2nd, 2 Thessalonians 2nd. Falling away from faith, my brothers and sisters, when men begin to believe a multitude of contentious doctrine, differences are somehow true to the will of one. It is folly, my brothers and sisters. It's deception to believe after the Holy Spirit we get all these differences. In fact, it's an insult against the Holy Name. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have not discerned truthfully what is really written in Romans 10? When the apostle Shaul used the scripture saying, it's over in Joel 2:32, it's come to pass in the last days all those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be saved. He's talking about, but he also talked about men in the midst of those verses having the law of the Most High but not seeking it by faith, not unto one absolute. How about many having the law but not discerning the righteousness of Yah, seeking to establish their own righteousness? Therefore, they have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah. He said, my greatest desire for Israel is that they might be saved. How about all conform to one will? Like it says later in Romans 11:25-27, it speaks of, I'm desirous, my brethren, you should know this mystery, that you might not be, or call yourself wise, or consider yourself wise after your own estimations. Everybody after his own conceits, consider himself wise or acceptable before Yah. But he said, the deliverer will come out of Zion. Oh, and what does the deliverer do? He comes for those who return from transgression in Jacob and Yaakov, according to Isaiah 59:19-21. Again, same verses in Romans 11:25-27, related in this is Latter-day prophecy. He says, because men have not known the way of peace, made for themselves crooked paths, according to Isaiah 59. He says, a Savior must come who puts upon himself the full armor of Yah, to lift up a standard against all unrighteousness. Again, Messiah comes to lift up a standard against all unrighteousness. He says, after that time, his covenant shall not depart from your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants henceforth even forever. In other words, men shall recover and shall be found made true. All of the Most High, that the Most High declared as a covenant, even because the Most High said, according to Jeremiah 30-31, that it'll be he who writes, describes, elucidates, explains fully his law upon the minds and hearts of his people. What are these scriptures saying? What are these scriptures really saying then, my brothers and sisters? When it says, for instance, that a Savior will come out of Zion, and he would turn all ungodliness from Jacob. He says, the blindness in part has befallen Israel, even to the times of the Gentiles. How about the confusion of the Gentile nations? His people, scattered among the Gentile nations in confusion, must come to an end. Meaning that both Jew and Gentile both are falling short of the grace of Yah. What does that mean? Men believe all these multitude of differences because of a fall from grace, because it's far from faith. It's trusting a multitude of contradictions established by ruling institution. Get my point. If you can believe that a multitude of contradictions is true to the will of the one Most High, my brothers and sisters, that's a fall from grace. In fact, it's an insult against his very name. Yah is one. So think about Romans. It says, ultimately in Aramaic, it says, they shall all have the same covenant with him. When he forgives, how about reveals to mankind righteousness beyond all his sins, his misallegiances, his pretenses? I'm going through a lot of scripture here. A lot of scripture here, but I'm talking about putting things together, my brothers and sisters, the mock Shabbat principle. Line upon line, precept upon precept, all things must check out and be found true. There's a need, my brothers and sisters, to see how all things the Most High has said. All reinforce, every statement reinforces every other statement. Because Messiah told folks straight out as a warning. He said, he does not come to abolish any part of the law and the prophets, but to teach all things fully. Saying, let your righteousness exceed those that are your contentious rulers, who are contentious and convoluted, deceptive, even damning to the people of Yah. because they're partial in his law. He said, your rights must exceed all such as this. Those who shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. If you seek to deceive your brother in any way, tell him that a lesser standard shall be called, still be called viable. A brother and sister, this is deceptive. It is robbery. Scripture says guiltiness, even unto hellfire. What are these scriptures saying? In the script, in the book of Romans again, the 10th chapter, what does it say? It says that Israel had a great zeal for Yah, but not for full discretion. If Israel, being scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots, and Essenes, was indiscriminate, having a great zeal for Yah, but not after full discretion, what are the Gentile nations, all the various ideals of men calling themselves among the standards of the nations? What? Italians, Frenchmen, Germans, Englishmen, Americans, gathering ideals from a little everywhere, people of the Orient, of the West, Africa, all various parts of Asia. If Israel has had a great zeal for Yah, but not under full discretion, what have been the nations? I think we need to think about this, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures actually say, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered in the last days. It says, and in Jerusalem shall be delivered to the remnant whom the Most High himself has called. What has he called his people to, my brothers and sisters? The scriptures tell us in the book of Romans, it says, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. Messiah comes to reveal that word again. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, to dare to think that Messiah is going to come to save those who will not hear his pure and perfect word? Those who will not heed the discretion of a pure and perfect word. Dare men say they can call upon the name of the Most High according to everyone his own vanity? Whatever seems good in the sight of the Most High? Whatever seems good? Let us say, to put it this way, like the scripture says in Malachi, they feel like they can walk after whatever seems right in the eyes of the Most High, after the vantage point of men. Everyone walk according to his own evil way, seeing his good inside the Most High, and he delights in such. As if the Most High doesn't send a messenger of the covenant to show the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Shall men say that whoever calls upon the name of the Most High after his own ideals, the sign comes not to declare an absolute? What do you think it means when he says he comes as a messenger of the covenant? When the scripture says, he for whom you are waiting, the Lord whom you seek, should suddenly come to his temple. Oh, I see a lot of scriptures talk about him rebuking what's being taught among the churches. Scriptures talk about that again and again. We talk about the secret city prophecies, him rebuking the temple, rebuking the city. How about rebuking all the cities of the world, all the various social mainstays of the entire world, that men might recognize what it means when the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. That's not according to everybody taking his words out of context. It's not after a multitude of misrepresentations. When the scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. That's not according to misrepresentation of any form. Shall men say Messiah comes to call a friend, whoever takes his word, however he will, abusively, against his true nature? I see lots of scripture, my brothers and sisters, saying again and again that the Savior comes for the sake of those who call upon his name, according to the truth of his gospel, the truth of an unadulterated word, the truth of a word, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers of the nations have, and the priests among the nations, have a long time sought to hide. Think about it. The gospel is the pure, unadulterated word from the Most High. It cannot be divided. It has no controversy in it. No lie in it. No injustice. What do you think 45,000 denominations is? It's definitely not righteousness. It's definitely not the truth. Shall men believe Messiah comes to uphold everybody's misimaginations and misadministrations, to establish a kingdom true to the name of the Most High on earth? People think that kingdom is going to be established after everybody's different ideals? Or do the scriptures actually say that his people are among those who wash their robes white in the blood of the Lamb, meaning that they, Messiah gave his very life that men receive the Holy Spirit. Not just receive a spirit from on high, but receive the pure, perfect fullness of the testimony of that spirit that would teach all things, no lie in it. Men have an opportunity to be purged after the pure, perfect will of the Most High. He didn't say he was going to preserve any man's life. He didn't say he was going to preserve any standards established by men that would take away anything from his word. That's why the scripture says, whoever will, let him come, in Revelation 22. But he said, whoever adds or takes away from his word adds damnation to his soul, takes away his opportunity toward eternal life, puts upon himself the curses that are written in the book. Will not be allowed to enter the city. He said, blessed are they who do his commandments. He said, he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. If you look at Isaiah 11, that's the one who exposes all wicked, lawless, lesser standards. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, go forth and teach all nations. Make disciples of the peoples of all the nations. Teach them to do everything he commands. He didn't say anything less would still be considered his command. He didn't say go forth and teach these things after constraint, sending wiser to wise among the nations. My brothers and sisters, the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof. Psalm 24. Who shall stand in the hills? Who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? Who shall stand in his holy place? Who has clean hands and a pure heart, has not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Receives his rights from the Holy One of his salvation. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, who is the King of glory? Who is the King that honors Yah? Does not call men to swear after any deceitful standard that keeps men from discerning the greater truth. Not sworn deceitfully. Nor lifted up their soul, compelled men to worship after any man's vain, partial, polluted standard. He said that king would be mighty in battle, meaning he would stand, he would defend the righteousness of Yah. How many of my brothers and sisters wait for that one? You know, this concept of a Christ that they've taught among the churches is not the concept that the people of the East had concerning the one called the Kurdi. They awaited the coming of one who would come for the express purpose, as the scripture says, Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him, I didn't say the misrepresentations of another, might not perish. He gave him power to become sons of Yah who believe in his name, that he come to deliver his people from all misallegiances. Say, who believes in him has life. How about even the opportunity to discern the word as it is from the beginning and to show love for that which does not change? Amazing how much of this seems to be rarely understood today. He says, does not believe, is already condemned because he does not believe in the name of the only begotten Son. Meaning they still trusted in some way in a standard that is not from Yah. Most High never said that he would sanction the words of those, my brothers and sisters, caught in bondage to deceivers. Why, my brothers and sisters, have the rulers not told you this? He didn't say that he would in any case defend the words of those who desire to rob him or deny him true worship and glory, that gives full honor and glory to his Father. The Shema, love the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Let there be no resistance. In fact, let there be a perfect love for all that is his will. He says his chosen ally will come for the express purpose to perform all his purpose, all that is his pleasure. Shall they, brothers and sisters, shall men be said to be allies of the chosen ally, the Most High sends to deliver his people, and they not seek all that is his will, all that is divine will? Shall men say that they love to rob the Most High, set up standards that are not true to all his will? Shall they delight in such and still be called friends? I see a serious problem in the world as it exists today. I see a serious problem because men have desired to be delivered in a world without a reference point. That doesn't want a reference point. They want the so-called liberty to lie against the Most High that is offered in a very much so wicked, lawless system like the one in which we live today. Think about it. In an indiscriminate society, it has no sense of absolute standard. In fact, people have all different kinds of modus operandi, if you will. Some of them say they want the truth. Some of them couldn't care less. A lot of pastors tell me all the time, it's not about what's in the Bible. It's about them having a profession. Most people aren't about seeking the words of the scripture to the dimension that would truly be necessary to bring about peace. So they basically comfort people in their vanity. If the people are willing to buy some frail, flattering, fatal doctrine, he said, the people willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. It's amazing, my brothers and sisters, an indiscriminate society like this without a reference point, without a recognized mutual standard for all, where few are fully driven, wholly as allies, to realize in absolution all that the Holy Spirit would teach. Spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. Well, that's a lot of things that we just have a strange society. This society even sets up so-called holy days wherein there's no intent at all to remember what the Most High declared, because if people did remember all the Most High declared, the things they call holy are we recognize as wicked days, not holy at all. I think it's amazing, my brothers and sisters, I truly do. There are a lot of folks who like to come to this country because here, amazingly enough, where, like the scriptures say in Romans 10, they had a great zeal but not full discretion. Men not knowing the righteousness of Yah seek to establish their own righteousness. So everybody turns around and, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, seeks to pimp the holy name. Doggone shame. So everybody can pimp the holy name, misrepresent it however they will, because there's no absolute sense of a standard and society doesn't want one. Rare few recognize or discern the children of the wicked. Rare few recognize the evildoers who devour my people like bread. Rare few realize why it says in Psalm 14, Most High have to scatter the bones of hypocrites in the day when the righteous one appears, that generation in which men should see the righteousness of Yah. Ever ask the question why the scripture says, in the last days all call upon the name of Most High should be delivered, but also says in the concern of that day in Isaiah 40, it says, all every eye shall see the glory of Yah. How about every eye shall see what honors the Most High? How shall this be? Keep reading the 40th chapter through the 41st, and it talks about all the rulers being exposed who apparently have not honored him according to a pure, perfect word. Because if they did, my brothers and sisters, there wouldn't be 45,000 denominations out here. It wouldn't be 45,000 standards. People turn around and simply say because they put some title, seeming to be holy to somebody, upon their beliefs. They're controlled by their knowledge. People wouldn't be controlled, stagnated, and snared in cages. But brothers and sisters, you ever stop to consider the scripture says the gospel is not a cage? In fact, it releases the captives. How about the gospel being the pure and perfect unadulterated word from on high? Even the conscience of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, it declares what is lawful, mutual respect, mutually respectful, a mutual love unto peace and order, eternal. You really think, my brothers and sisters, that all these differences among men are that long? I think it's amazing, my brothers and sisters, that, like I said, Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yeah, you really think that everybody taking this word and twisting it as they will is his command? That he had anything to do with that at all? Any of the perversities we see, any of the illusions we see, any of the pretentiousness we see? Or even for that matter, you really think after the Holy Spirit is after the Holy Spirit? Do you really think it's after the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that men have desired that there be no sense of a law that all men must uphold? The scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Shall men say that without a common sense of agreement they've kept his law? Or have they kept the flaw, the foolish standards of another? I talk about this all the time, but quite frankly, in the Greek, the law of Rome, how about even what they call Pax Romana, was the preservation of all the false gods of Rome. You think Rome wanted to let that go when they called themselves believers? No, my brother and sister. They just incorporated all their lies, slaughtering those of the church who knew the truth. Just incorporated all their lies, integrated all their lies. After the very polytheist vantage point as to how men, they said, henceforth thereafter should regard the scriptures, after they killed off everybody who knew the truth. That's why you got so many divisions today, my brothers and sisters. Protestant compromise even came along. Protestant compromise, I call it Protestant compromise, not Reformation, 14th century. But the monarchies that were primarily Catholic throughout Europe didn't really fall until the middle part of the 20th century. Wow. You really believe, my brothers and sisters, that Roman domination has by and large ceased in the world? I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, this that we see today is not a true church among institutions. You don't even know who the church was named after. Check out my website, hiddengospel.com, and find out why the early church called themselves Kurdishania. Those who had the expectation of one called the King of the East. What does the scripture say the King of the East does in Revelation 16:12? Hey, scripture talks about all the wicked kings of the earth being gathered. He's going to expose them all and all the cities of the nations, all their rulerships fall. It means that that city that he's talking about, it is a mirror example of some of all the unrighteousness of the whole world. He didn't say he's going to uphold any of this corruption, but he's going to expose it all. The men shall find, according to like reasons in Isaiah 19, men shall discern, did you hear me? Men shall discern the ways of the Most High. They shall vow unto him and perform them. So we talk about a highway from Egypt to Assyria, symbolic of world peace. Assyria to the north, Egypt to the south, Israel a blessing in the midst of the land. But brothers and sisters, these scriptures are talking about establishing an absolute standard. The kingdom of Yah will not be according to the indiscretion of the world. Messiah even said himself, the spirit of truth the world will not receive. How about the ways of this holy kingdom? Those who seek to preserve the ways of this world in its partialities and perversions and misimagination. It's about the Holy Spirit they won't receive. It means they won't receive the gospel. Won't receive the gospel, how can they be saved? How can it be saved, my brothers and sisters, when man refuses faith in unto discerning the pure, perfect will of one? I think it's time, my brothers and sisters, we think about these things with a far greater depth and clarity than that which is common in an indiscriminate world where men not discerning the righteousness of Yah have oftentimes preferred not to discern. Because believe me, brothers and sisters, scriptures tell us again and again, when the righteousness of Yah truly is discerned, it's going to be like a great earthquake. Yeah, it's going to rock a whole lot of kitchens. So when the truth is known, it will be discerned that the only way these systems have survived is through preservation of a lie, even through mandated in so many ways. I know it's going to sound amazing to look at it this way, but mandated in so many ways that you function indiscriminately unto the damnation of your own soul at the cost of good citizenship in an indiscriminate society. But brothers and sisters, Scripture never said that man would have citizenship in the Holy Kingdom, but according to the fullness of all the Most High declared. It didn't say anyone was exempt. He never said that anyone who could turn around and bring another standard into his kingdom and still be found true to that one king who said, your rights must exceed that of your leaders who are contentious against his law, who said he's the word from the beginning. He said he's Rishon Acharon, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Aleph and Tau, meaning that what he declared from the beginning toward the eventuality that was declared from the beginning, he is one who brings reminiscence after the Holy Spirit to all the righteousness of all that law. Didn't say he's going to take away anything. Didn't say he's going to take except the intrusive ideals of anyone else. Said he's the word from the beginning. Word without contradiction, eternal, that is life. Blessed are they who will understand the implications of this, my brothers and sisters. Because quite frankly, we live in a world where men have believed that they could just take what they believe is the name of Messiah, put it upon any ideal they come up with, and somehow the Messiah will have to the glory of Yah, to the honor of Yah, accept men's lies. My brothers and sisters, true reverence for the Most High, desire not to lie, will tell you right quick, you can't presume anything with regard to this holy word. People take this word and twist it thousands upon thousands of different ways. Let's be real about it. They say 45,000 denominations. Well, think about it. Just the denomination they call Baptist has about almost 800 different factions in this country alone. How many schisms are there really? Dare people really believe that this is the work of the Holy Spirit? The result of man seeking after the Spirit all things, bringing to remembrance all things, speaking no lies. Wow. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. It is a lie anytime men have told you or sought to get you to believe that Messiah comes to sanction any partial or polluted standard of man. That might be this thing that has horns like a lamb and speaks as the dragon, because it's, get the point, speaks everybody's lie. But that's not the Kurdi. That's not the righteous one the Most High foretold that you should be expecting. And there are those who, because they feel the Messiah is just going to take people in all their indiscriminate word, they are completely, totally unprepared for the one whom the Most High said he would send, who Messiah Yeshua said that he is. When he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Like I say, read Revelation 22 through 22, 10 through 21. See how he relates. Whoever will let him come has to do with those who will not lie, who will not compromise, will not seek to add anything. Seek to cater, my brothers and sisters, first to the will of the Spirit,
not the will of the flesh. What does that scripture mean when it says the grass withers, the flower fades? And all flesh is like the grass, but the word of our Yah endures forever. What do you think that scripture is really saying? It means all the misimaginations of men shall fail and be proven foolish. That's why the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. That's the reason why the scripture says, unto him shall all the nations seek, and his rest shall be glorious. So why the scripture says, when he appears, my brothers and sisters, he in whom the Spirit of the Most High delights, the scripture says, he shall not fail nor be discouraged. And he said, justice in the earth, and the isles shall wait for, seek after his law. Is his law, my brothers and sisters, to be thought or perceived to be the various thousands upon thousands of different misadministrations of men? Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, like the scripture says in Malachi, as messenger of the covenant. Meaning, he comes to declare the covenant, but apparently others have not. Think about it. Is it a covenant at all? The men have what? Some 45,000 different denominations. Men saying in each one that they defend their what must be partialities. Zeal, but not before discretion. Purity and completion offers one choice. It's a multitude of different standards, my brothers and sisters, be considered a covenant. Peace for the Most High. Most High told me he gives his own better sense than that. Remember one time he told me if I could believe that a multitude of different contentious doctrines and contradictions in this world could be a work of his Holy Spirit, he told me I couldn't be a disciple unto him. To believe in a multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, is the instruction of the Most High or his Spirit is a fall from grace. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? When the scripture says you should not be under the law, but under grace, it means you should not be under the multitude of very contentious ideals of men. Besides the end of all these multitude of contentious ideals of men who have the written word, but don't seek it by faith in him, seeking of them by faith or trust, false faith in others, who seek to establish their own righteousness, who feel like they have a license to do so in an indiscriminate world, not knowing the righteousness of Yah. Faith, it says, comes by hearing a word from Yah. That's what it really means. How do people believe they have saving faith to be all reconciled into the will of one after the designs of many? That didn't make sense, brothers and sisters. Isn't it time we seek to discern far better than this? Give true and genuine glory unto Yah? I know it is. Most High told me straight out what he's about to do to prove only his word righteous is all about respect. And reverence for Yah, the scripture says, the beginning of wisdom. We live in a world where there are many who say they are wise but not given consideration of all the Most High has declared. Most High told me that's not wisdom at all. Yes, he told me that's not wisdom at all. Well, reverence for Yah must be recognition of what I know what they put in your Bible when they said reverence to the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Some say fear. But his name means he is all that he is. Reverence for Yah in context of seeking for all that he is. I didn't say the very partial standards of man. It's the beginning of wisdom, considering him and all the things he has declared, exactly what the institutions of man don't do. Think about it, what I'm telling to you, saying to you, my brothers and sisters. It's an amazing thing. Society we live in can't teach the expectation that was true to the early church. They can't talk about the coming of an expected one, an awaited one, a messenger of the covenant, to restore the covenant. They can't talk about the idea that the falling away that 2 Thessalonians talks about occurred really way back in the first centuries of the dispensation.
Because if they tell you that after Rome destroyed Jerusalem and began to hunt down like dogs and murder, even beheadings, persecuting in every manner imaginable, those who had the truth. And the scripture says after that it would come a rise of false prophets, a system claiming to be faithful. Horns like a lamb, speaks as a dragon, still exercising all the murderous power of that Romish Babylonian system. They made war against the saints to overcome them. I'm talking about Revelation 13. If they told you that the rise of false prophets came because the end of those murderous times only came when they killed off everybody who would speak. Yeah, they murdered until they shut up everybody's mouth. And basically established a society where men, where there was even ransom put out. If anybody told on anyone who seemed to be declaring a doctrine that the Roman church, after its indiscriminate treachery, if they found anybody preaching a word not catering to Pax Romana amidst the churches, they called him a heretic. And many of my brothers and sisters were compelled to take that blood money, exposing anybody who seemed to speak against Roman authority. Rome even set out spies who were rewarded. So they found anyone who preached doctrine that was not complicit with the perpetuation of Roman injustice. And then they turn around and call it a church, a Roman church. Wow. Rome, as a nation, was definitely not founded on anything spiritual after the will of Yah. So you got a church founded upon worldliness. Who's going to be saved in that? Absolutely no one. I said absolutely no one. Most High exposes all this fleshly pretense. He does not come to sanction it at all. No matter how many times men have lied, he said, if a whole world be deceived, if a whole world be a liar, let Yah be true. And let true Israel, true Judah, come to praise the Most High, recognizing that Yah will be justified in all that he says and all that he says and does. In this society, indiscriminate nation, damnation of your soul, indiscriminate damnation of a human soul, accepting all the differences and the pollutions of this worldliness is a sign, they say, of a good citizen. Like I said, it's a social requirement. What's the scripture say, though, however? How about 2 Peter, 2nd chapter, last verses. Says you escape the pollutions of the world after the knowledge of our Lord. I say escape the pollutions. It says you should never be turned back toward these pollutions again. It should be kind of like a dog that returns his own vomit. The end of such a one is worse than the beginning. What has this world done, my brothers and sisters? Having received opportunity at the truth. Many understanding the, let's just say, having heard the history but haven't put it together, have been like the scripture says, dogs returning to their own vomit and wanted to call it the righteousness of Yah. What a great insult against, what an awesome, depraved insult against the name of the Most High. Isn't it time, brothers and sisters, we become much more reverent than this? Like I said, no one can be saved who trusts in diversely contradicted rules, the work of the Holy Spirit. We deny the saving gospel whenever we oblige less than all that is the pure and perfect word of the Most High that he declared from the beginning. We are refused. And if we refuse, our brothers and sisters, to realize the Most High had never declared a word contrary to his initial word. If we want to believe, our brothers and sisters, in what they've called a new covenant rather than the need to restore it. Like I said, if anybody wants to understand that right, they need to look at Jeremiah 30 through 31.
Scripture really talks about the restoration of a covenant, bringing his people back from the midst of all the nations. How about all the depravities of the nations? Depravities of the nations that had no covenant. How can a multitude of different nations all believe in something different and be a covenant unto Yah? He says he's going to bring his people back from the midst of all these things. He will write his laws upon the minds and hearts. Do you think men had a covenant after the diverse standards of another? Time to really examine these things closely, my brothers and sisters, and not just fall for whatever men have said. It's time to put upon ourselves the whole armor of Yah. Ask the Most High for the capacity to discern beyond all these illusions, all these pretenses, all this blindness that so easily captures the not just indiscriminate soul, soul that hasn't understood what Messiah meant when he said, if you love me, keep. Really means guard, defend, protect my commandments, the revelation of his conscience, his words, his thoughts. He didn't say he's going to defend anyone else. I talk oftentimes about the secret city prophecies. Should the people, my brothers and sisters, of that city or anywhere in the world, really, believe that they can counterfeit the covenant and be found true to him who will rebuke the whole world? From that city which is forementioned. Don't know what I'm talking about? Article on my website, hiddengospel.com. Article called The Secret City Prophecies. You know, the article that relates who Messiah is in terms of what the early church needed to wait for. Article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Like I said, can the churches today talk about an awaited overcomer who will show man beyond all the indiscriminate fallen standards of the world? How can they do that? The worldly out here among the church, they're telling folks they've already, you've already overcome the world. But after worldly standards,
90 seconds,
are tainted, polluted, partial, perverse, hypocritical, demigods, brothers and sisters, false gods, false standards, false prophecy, false preaching, fallen, false, foolish, fleshly, flawed.
60 seconds.
The Most I say he would sanction any of it, that would be the same thing as saying that you should continue in your sin under the misallegiances of others who've lied to you. I know, my brothers and sisters, the time has come. We have to discern far better. Like I said, Messiah comes as the awaited one to prove foolish every fallen standard that whoever believes in him might not perish. Shouldn't it be your anticipation that the Most High should reveal an absolute word, be no more contentious among men in their pride, and that all should worship him who does not forget who he is and does not forget anything that he has said? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is Nehemiah. The covenant remembers ministries unto his might and his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. I thank the Most High for his spirit, for which men, having the love of the truth, they comprehend. There's hope only for them who awaken and realize is that they've trusted the most of the differences in quality of godliness. There's hope only for those who recognize they've been deceived, that they might become wise. All must seek what is honorable. All must seek what is in all things honorable for the Most High. Anyone else, my brothers and sisters? Do men really want to rob the Most High and still say they have a covenant? I thank the Most High for greater discretion than that. I know his spirit looks for the souls that desire far better than that.
Woe to those who would curse the name by which they would be saved. Expose all those who would not.